is coming up in the next week and a half. So the guards are looking forward to having a lot of guests down there. And I hope to see a lot of people at the Y celebration on Wednesday next week.
Very good. All right, Scott, thank you. Maya, thank you. Have a great summer out there at the Park Falls Outdoor Pool. It's just by the football fields here. If you're not familiar with it, maybe you just moved to the area on the north end of Park Falls. It's 9 o'clock. Hour 2 of Reality Radio begins with some news.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation eased in May for a second straight month, a hopeful sign that consumer prices are evening out. Even with that news, however, this morning, the Federal Reserve is not expected to lower interest rates. When its June meeting wraps up later today, the Fed is expected to keep rates where they are right now. In Doha, Qatar, for ceasefire talks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues trying to work on that proposed U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with Israel.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The current deal also has the backing of the UN Security Council. Eight migrants who crossed into the U.S. illegally last year are now detained and are suspected of having ties with ISIS. They were vetted when they first entered, but concerns arose as U.S. officials did further investigation. This is ABC News. A grim anniversary for two families today. It's been 30 years since the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, leading to the trial of O.J. Simpson. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
If Nicole Brown Simpson were alive today, she would have been 65 years old. Ron Goldman would be 55. It was a murder case the world watched.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So many years after the murders, Nicole's sisters talking to our Diane Sawyer about what she would be like today.
Oh my gosh, what would she look like?
Beautiful.
I know.
She'd be fit.
Ron Goldman's family members are still fighting for money they never received from a civil judgment against O.J. Simpson. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More than 1.5 million pilgrims have arrived in Saudi Arabia, and officials there say they are expected for the beginning of the Hajj later this week. The annual pilgrimage is now approaching pre-pandemic levels. 2.5 million people went to Mecca in 2019. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Miracle League has returned to the Chippewa Valley for its eighth season. According to a WEIU report, the league offers area kids and teens with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball in a non-competitive league with assistance and a safe, accessible field. Program officials say this year the league will feature over 180 players, a big step up from the nearly 70 players it started with in 2017. The season lasts for 8 weeks through the summer, and the program is always looking for extra volunteers. A new animal attraction that brings wildlife right to your car door will officially open this week. According to a WQOW report, Safari Country in Baldwin will feature over 100 animals across 30 different species on their 10 acres of land. Residents will be able to see many animals right from their car in open fields, and there will also be a courtyard with smaller animals for pedestrians. Safari Country officially opens at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, and tickets go for $13 for adults and $8 for kids under 12 years old. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think that translates very well for a lot of us. I think, like, his attention to details and everything like that, and how we are so far, but everything stands out about this defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt LaFleur giving veteran defensive backs like Jaire Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that, and so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so I picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game, so it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy. Otherwise, winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
It is. It's 9:06 on Reality Radio, and as we are welcoming in Ron Nolan with Nemuth Implement to chat a little bit about digging in the ground and having a little fun out there. Ron, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Joel. How
are
you doing?
You had mentioned that things are a little quieter around your shop because the weather's nice and people are out using those things that they got from you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah. When the weather is good, the customers are out in the fields and out in the woods. And when the weather is bad, they come in fix or get the parts and oil or filters that they need.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, Nemuth Implement is on Highway 13 down in Stetsonville, south of Park Falls. And we bring Ron in every couple of weeks just to update people on what's going on. And we encourage them to check out your Facebook page, right, for yep. What Is It Wednesday.
Yep.
All right. We got that on there today already?
What Is It Wednesday is already posted for today. Should be hopefully a simple one.
All right.
Yep. Can't give it away, though.
No. They can get 10% off, right, if they predict what it is or at least make a valiant attempt, right?
5% off.
I'm sorry, 5%.
Up to $100.
Gotcha. All right. I'm going to double you up there, all right? 5% off up to $100. And we've got a few things we want to talk about today. Got a few tractors. Maybe people are in the market for a used tractor for their grounds, for their hobby farm. We got a few on lot there, right?
Absolutely. We have a nice selection of some used four-wheel drive tractors. Obviously new, of course, too. Mm-hmm. We have a 34-horse Kubota cab air heat with a loader. Nice used tractor. That's under $20,000. We have a Mahindra 38-horsepower model 1640. It's only got 280 hours on it.
Okay.
Four-wheel drive, loader, cab, air, heat, all for under $28,000. And then we have a kind of an off-brand name, but a Zetor, nice utility tractor, a model 6245, 61 horsepower. It's an open station tractor, four-wheel drive, loader, and that is under $12,000.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So some good used options on there, but you have new ones too, right?
We have lots of new tractors in stock. We have Mahindra tractors, Bobcat tractors in stock at this time, yeah.
Okay. All right. And like we've mentioned before when we've had you on, you talk with people who are, some are hardcore farmers, otherwise some are hobby farmers, some have cabins, and you have a discussion with them about what they're looking to do when they're purchasing stuff like this, right? So making sure that you get them in to what they want and what's going to work for them, right?
Absolutely. First thing we do with a customer is we sit down and we need to know what they need, and then after we fill their needs, then we can fill their wants. If they want to, they may need cabin heat. But start with what you need and go from there. And that's what we do. It's a step-by-step process.
Yeah. And people have something in mind that they're looking for. They're just like, you know, I've seen this. My cousin, my brother had one of these. They're pretty cool. Then you can work with them to go, if you don't have it, to go out and find it, right?
Absolutely. We can transfer an equipment, just about anything that you can think of.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And not only that, but the fixing part, too. I think the first time you came on the air with us, you told us how many parts you have in supply there. And you get people from all over the country and even the world getting your parts, right?
Absolutely. We sell parts, all over the world, nationwide on a daily basis. Yeah. They're mainly after the Alice Chalmers parts because it's hard to find a lot of them parts. But in reality, we have most all of them there.
Yeah. Fantastic. So whatever it may be, let's go from a scale from 1 to 10 as far as the person who's like an outdoorsman. What would be the lower end? Would it be a basic just a brush mower, or what would it be on the lower end to the hardcore upper 10? What would be a piece of equipment for just the casual outdoor person?
Casual homeowner or landowner. They would start with around a 25 to 35 horsepower four-wheel drive compact tractor, with a loader, do a bunch of dirt work, a box blade, work their driveway,
sure,
brush cutter to do some mowing and stuff. Then you can get up into the cab air heat machines. Then you can get into the skid steers, the track machine skid steers and mini excavators, every attachment under the sun. And then if they really want to get all the way up there, you can get to forestry mulchers. You can drive them straight through the woods. Just every tree goes down in front of you, which we have one of those used in stock, too. Mm-hmm. And then they can also get what's called a tool cat. You may have seen one running around Park Falls up here.
Okay.
The city of Park Falls has a tool cat. Just about any attachment you can think on it can pull 20,000 pounds. It can haul over a ton.
Wow.
In a machine that can have the front attachments of a skid steer, but yet you sit side by side in comfort of cab air and heat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, customer-wise at Nemo's, what would you say? Is it a lot of farmers, or is it a lot of hobby people? What's the mix of people that are using these?
Well, years ago, we were probably 95% just ag.
Yeah.
But as the farms got bigger, the clientele has got less. So now we're probably around 70% homeowners with acreage, landowners and forestry, diversified from just the ag, even though we still support the ag industry. Yes, absolutely.
Right, right. Nemeth Implement, Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Check out their What Is It Wednesday every Wednesday on Facebook. If it's new, used, or maybe you got a tractor sitting behind the shed that you just have been looking at for years and saying, man, I'd like to see that run someday.
Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Yep. You guys can do the work. I mean, you have the parts, or you can do the work for them?
Absolutely. We'll sell the parts. We have PTO parts, just about every part you need. We actually have two tractors in right now that both have been sitting over 10 years.
Oh, really?
Where customers, I want my tractor running. And we can recover it. Doesn't matter if it runs or not. We can get your tractor. And, we'll fix it up, and you'll have a good tractor again.
Get her going. You bet. Yep. Very good. Nemeth Implement again on Facebook. If folks have any questions. I'm not very good at reading other people's handwriting. What else you got there, Rock? Go ahead.
So for the rest of this month, we are having a sale on all Bush Hog equipment.
Okay.
Now, Bush Hog is synonymous. People like to say brush hogs.
Okay.
But Bush Hog's been around for over 75 years. We are a full-line Bush Hog dealer. And right now, till the end of the month, we have 10% off on all Bush Hog equipment in stock.
Okay.
Rotary cutters, box blades, tillers, just about everything. We have 10% off of our normal selling price.
All right.
Not list price, our normal selling price.
Through the end of the month.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So check that out. Nemeth Implement, easy to find. They're right on Highway 13 down in Stetsonville. So check them out on Facebook, too, for all kinds of specials and that What Is It Wednesday deal going on, too.
Yep.
All right. Maybe a little bit of rain today, so you might be busy this afternoon.
I hope so.
Some of the people coming in to chat with you a little bit.
Yep.
All right, Ron. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, too,
Thanks
Joel.
For coming
Thank
in.
You.
Ron Nolan, Nemeth Implement, joining us. joins us every few weeks to get us updated on what's going on down there.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordix Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordix Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can you believe it's been 50 years, and what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale only until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model, payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed, no credit, bad credit, no problem. You know what they say, when balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50-year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
All right, lots going on in this edition of Reality Radio. We want to wish the best and congratulations to the Northwoods baseball team, Northwoods Solon Springs. They won their game yesterday. They're going to play for the Division IV Baseball State Championship tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's an early rise. Eli Liebestrom will be taking on Solon Springs Northwoods for the state championship, so good luck to them. That is tomorrow. State softball is going to get underway later this state softball wrapped up. We announced the state champs from last week. I think it was a state soccer, is it? I believe is this weekend, starting on the 13th. Now, this coming Saturday, weekend, they're wrapping up the big Wheelway 50th anniversary sale. It's running all week through Saturday. We're going to be there broadcasting live on Friday from 10 to 1. Now, here's what Wheelway did. I was talking with Pete just last week. They have 20,000 flyers they sent out, 20,000. And you may have gotten one at your home. One of those flyers is worth $50,000. Guaranteed. There's one flyer that has a lucky number on it. And if that person brings it into Wheelway before end of business on Saturday, they'll win $50,000. All right? If you don't have the winner, you'll get $5 for your bother to come on in there. They've got all kinds of previously owned vehicles. I think Pete said 50 to 60 to 70 or so. They're bringing more in, I think, through the week at Wheelway. So go on the lot there if you're in the market for a previously owned vehicle. It's great to see cars on the lot there at Wheelway in Fifield. This sale, 50th anniversary, continues through Saturday. Bring that flyer in. Somebody has $50,000 in their house right now. Hopefully not recycling somewhere, because that would be a shame. Also want to mention that the Flambeau River Community Growing Center was talking last night with Colleen Wettig, who is the president of the Flambeau River Community Growing Center. And they are the benefactor this year of the Northwoods Community Credit Union golf outing. And she shared with us There are raffle tickets and raffle prizes, and this is pretty good. This is pretty good. This is a great way for you to support. Now, if you're not familiar, this is a greenhouse right by the paper mill, right across from the First Congregational United Church of Christ. And this place for years has supplied a ton of produce for the food pantry. It's not only a learning center, gives people a chance to garden that maybe aren't able to, maybe at their houses or whatever, but also the food is shared with families here in our county. It's a great thing. Now, here's the deal. The paper mill shut off their water and shut off the power. So the Flambeau River Community Growing Center had to figure out what to do. And they're going to be moving. The goal is to move to a site right by the school so they can use that as part of a education for the school also and continue to provide produce for the food pantry. Now, the moving process is going to be expensive to get everything over there, the greenhouse and everything ready to go. So the raffles from this year's Northwoods Community Credit Union golf outing will go for that process and supporting them. Raffle tickets are available from many members, including right here at the radio station. I've got them at the front desk. They are six for $5. So for $5, you get six tickets. They're at the Northwoods Community Credit Union, and many other people will be around town selling them too. They will be available as long as there's some left the day of the event, which is on Saturday, July 20th. Saturday, July 20th is the date of the event. And the prizes are incredible. $1,000 first place, courtesy of Friends of the Flambeau River Community Growing Center. Second place is $500, courtesy of attorney Bryce Shaneborn. Third place is a St. Croix rod and reel package. Fourth place, $500 in cash. Let me change that. Second place is a simple will. Third place is a St. Croix rod. There's $500 in cash for fourth. There's Mall of America prize packages in there. And I have a whole sheet of paper of other prizes that are on the two, like soup bowl holders, large handmade quilt, cutting boards, Super One certificates, golf course, passes to the Entwood Golf Course. NCCU is providing the $500 in cash. There's Badger tickets. There's Brewer tickets. We mentioned Mall of America. And many others that are continuing to grow on the list of prizes for that. So please grab your raffle tickets. It's July 20th, but get them early. We got them right here. If you come into the radio station, just ask Brianna. We'll give you six tickets for $5. Take as many as you need. And that is a great cause and just a great asset to our community, that growing center. And now when you get it linked into the school there, now all of a sudden we can get the kids in there and involved and having fun and learning how to grow stuff. It's an absolutely wonderful thing. So I hope you'll support that. Tickets, raffle tickets available right now, right here at the front desk of 98Q on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACLHHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACLHHS or the U.S. government.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes,
Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Let's get you this hour's keyword for our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Keyword for the 9 o'clock hour is Lake, L-A-K-E. So text that to us right now, and you'll be in for the Dells tickets and the Brewer tickets and the Scotty staycation getaways at various locations throughout the state. So get that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and hit 98Q and text us the word Lake before 10 o'clock, L-A-K-E, Lake. Even Big G can remember how to spell that from his years of schooling many years ago. Big G?
Yeah, I think I can handle that one.
Can you use it in a sentence? Or are you going to...
dump in the lake, Joel.
What's the origin? Oh, that's very good. That's very appropriate. I like that. All right, we got a big event coming up, Big G. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, man, boy. Two big days this year. The Kennan and Georgetown Volunteer Fire Department Truck and Tractor Pull. I got Nick Quinnell here. He's one of the organizers of it. And Nick, how long you been doing this?
I took over this event in 2017, but been involved since 1996.
Wow. Wow. Been going a long time. Two big days, June 28th and 29th, the weekend of June 28th and 29th. And man, we got the Mid-State Pullers and the Western Wisconsin Pullers this year?
Yep. We went to a two-day show this year because our show had been getting quite long. A lot of pullers had brought it to my attention that we might want to think about going to a two-day show. And so we've been thinking about this for about 3 years now, and last year we finally decided let's give it a shot and let's run with it. And so
yeah,
we're starting Friday night at 6 o'clock and Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Good problem to have.
And then, people can expect to see, we got trucks, tractors, we even got semis, right?
Yep, Friday night will be all trucks and semis. If you want to watch the old farm tractors, that'd be Saturday morning. Basically, you're off the farm tractor, start at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and then around 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Mid-States will start, and that's your hot stuff. So tractors, hot trucks.
So the semis, are these like modified, or are these ones they bring in right off the street, or what do the semis do?
Last year we had 9 of them show up, and like I think 6 of them drove in, 3 of them got hauled in.
Okay.
Ones that got hauled in obviously don't hook to a trailer anymore. They're just for pulling.
They can pull a lot, I would guess, right?
Yeah, they can do. We set the eliminator for 20,000 pounds on the boat, but when the boat comes at a drag, it's like we're around 40,000 by the time it stops.
I remember the old days of pulls, Nick, where the pulls used to be how many people were standing on the flatbed behind it. Another person would jump on to add more weight to it. That was the old days of pulling, right?
And that's actually how Kennan started. We started back in the 70s, I believe, with horses, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And people just stood along the track. And you said, as you went down the track, people jumped on. And pretty soon you got too much weight and the horse gave up on you. So.
It sounds extremely dangerous.
Right. This is a big two-day event. All kinds of stuff for the whole family to do down there, right?
Yep.
I know, John and Heidi, happy days there, are going to be there serving food. And what else we got going on over there?
Yep, so Friday there won't be any food in the food building. That'll all be down at the track at the concession stands. We'll have brats, hot dogs, burgers, nachos, cheese curds, pop and beer, water. They're talking about getting a cotton candy vendor in there. I got to make a contact with them here shortly. Saturday, parade starts at 9:15 in the morning. Bring your kids. Parade's open to anybody that wants to come and run a float through the parade or advertise your business, or if any of our sponsors want to advertise their business, the parade's open to anybody. So from 9:15, when that's over with, then you go down to the park. John and Heidi had happy days. I believe they're starting right around 10:30 serving food. Yeah, got horseshoe games, volleyball games starting at noon. Children's Museum, they'll be there all day long. Square dancing starts at 4, goes to 7. This year we're not going to have any bingo, So that time frame came open, so we decided to bring in that reunited band, Bob Balazs, Lee Jones, George Bushman, I believe, plays in there too.
Yeah.
So come on down and listen to music and have a good lunch put on by John and Heidi at Happy Days.
All right.
And this is at the Kennan Memorial Park. Is everything, all the events right there then?
Yep, other than the parade. The parade's in town, but right. Kennan's small. You can walk from the parade to the pole, so.
Sure.
even Big G won't get out of wind.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and man, we get a lot of sponsors to step forward for this event every year. And man, the list you sent me just keeps growing and growing.
I mean,
this is a lot of great community support you got out there for this this event.
And even the support has like spread its wings. Like we got sponsors as far down as like Owen Withy and a couple out of Wausau reached out to us this year. And so I guess if you want to just hang with me, I'll read through these sponsors.
Let's hear them. You
89
bet.
89 of them all together.
All right, let's hear them.
We got Hank's Farm and Food out of Sheldon, Iggy's Bar and Grill out of Withy, Hooked at Outboards, Bar and Grill, Gilman, Tractor Central out of Sheldon, Shrek's Machinery Sales out of Kennan, Chuck's Little Station, Prentice, Fraser Merchantile, Catawba, Comerick Well Drilling, Olgama, Bob Pilatus Logging, Phillips, Bonnie's Diner, Phillips, Greg and Peggy Minx out of Kennan, K&K Agronomy, Sheldon, Lepke Trucking, Phillips, Big Bear Lodge, Winter, Midway Tavern and Cabins, Phillips, Ross's Sports Center, Phillips, Warga Auto, Phillips, United Pride Dairy, Phillips, Anderson Body Shop, Phillips, Lisa's Spot Tavern in Sheldon, Flint's Gold Mine in Ingram, Northern Comfort, Phillips, Deer Creek Angus, Phillips, Comstock Seamless Rain Gutters in Medford, Cherokee Garage, Colby, Great Lengths, Phillips, Strobel Livestock Trucking, Catawba, Erickson Forest Products out of Kennan, Harry Yoder out of Kennan, Price County, Power Sports out of Phillips, Smart Construction, Kennan, Complete Rain Gutter Service out of Kennan, Precor Chiropractor, Phillips, Team Sons and Well Drilling out of Ogama, Northern Wisconsin Fence, Phillips, SpaceX Car Wash, Phillips, G.A. Miller Company, Prentice, Catawba Feed and Food, Catawba, Novak Tree Service, Catawba, Premier Livestock out of Owen, Phillips Veterinary Clinic out of Phillips, South Fork Electric, Ogama, McCuskey Brush Service, Prentice, Fast Tracks, Incorporated Phillips, Ken's Carpet Phillips, Solana Phillips, Glass to Go Phillips, Accretion and Styling, Catawba, Tony Lumber and Supply, Tony, Bill's Tire and Service out of Colby, Edming Oil, Glen Flora, Harper's Cabin Creation, Phillips, Van Ert Electric Company out of Wausau, Melissa Thunder and Lightning out of Hawkins, Totem Pole Liquor out of Phillips, Russ Thompson Excavating out of Ladysmith, Country Sausage out of Phillips, ELM Repair and Refrigeration out of Edgar, Buer Wisconsin Sawmill, Prentice, Simon Tagan out of Kennan, Phillips Lumber and Hardware out of Phillips, Tony Depot, Tony, A Country Bank, Medford, Jeff Osmond, Custom Fieldwork, Hawkins, Bredel Welding and Automotive, Hawkins, Bader Sports Center out of Phillips, Kennan Lumber Company out of Kennan, Janik and Son, Phillips, Hutch Leatherworks, Kennan, Mixrite Egg Service out of Kennan, Bob's Dairy Supply, Dorchester, BW Paper Systems out of Phillips, Adventures Resort, Tony, Adamitis Construction, Phillips, Lynn Redfall for Price County Clerk out of Kennan, SRC America out of Phillips, Cloverdale Equipment out of Curtis, Price Electric Corporation out of Phillips, Miller's Antlers Tavern, Ingram, Price Right Mowing, Ladysmith, Fields Farms, Catawba, River Country Co-op, Sheldon, John and Heidi Happy Days in Kennan, Science Studio out of Phillips, Sioux Lake Bar and Grill out of Phillips, Haas Concrete, TMT Trucking, Thorpe Equipment, all out of Thorpe, and Granberg Gravel out of Prentice.
Wow.
All right. That's very well done. Give you a big round of applause for that one.
All right.
Well done, Dick.
Yeah.
I'm winded just listening to you. Big G, all right?
Oh, yeah.
He passed out a little bit there for a second.
Yeah, we got, I guess some 50-50 raffles going on during the day down there, and there's a rumor there's going to be square dance in there?
Yep. Gary Ettinger does a little bit of square dance calling, right. And he's been doing it for about 4 years now, so it's something to put in the building instead of just having it sitting there empty. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely.
And all the funds raised from this go to the Kennan Georgetown Fire Department, right?
Yep. That
right?
It all gets our big event that we do for the year, So yeah, the gun raffles, the gun raffles will be coming out of Guns and Knives out of Medford. Meat raffle, those will be coming from Deer Creek Angus, Greg and Karen Denzine out of Phillips.
Okay.
Just a couple other announcements. Thorpe Equipment designed two fire rings for us. They're made out of, I think it's 301 stainless steel. One's all got fire department logo engraved on it. The other one's got wildlife engravings on it. We're going to auction the wildlife engraved one on Friday night, and we're going to auction the fire department one on Saturday. So
okay,
if anybody wants to come practice their auctioneering skills, we'd be interested in someone all stepping right up and doing that.
Somebody will.
The other thing is pullers. We got a lot of pullers coming Friday night that are talking about spending the night at the track and pulling again on Saturday. You can camp at the track if you're listening and you want information. You can camp at the track. Had a few spectators reach out wanting to camp. At this time, we're just asking the spectators to try and get a campground, you know, somewhat close, Big Falls, Josie Creek. I know Big Bear Lodge has got some cabins open yet. Connors right. Lake. I guess at this time, try and find something close.
Right. Okay. All right.
And pullers, we got getting the events, $10 general yep. admission pass right here on 98Q Country and Civic Media Group. You can get them up for half price here up until the day of the event. So be sure to listen for those on the shopping show. And the pullers, Friday night, you have weigh-ins on Saturday, right?
Yep, pullings Friday night weigh-ins start at 4. Western does have rules. They shut down weigh-ins at 6:30, a half hour before the show, just so you can finish up some paperwork.
Okay.
Saturday, weigh-ins start at 9, and we kind of run those until about 3:30, and we normally shut those down right before Mid-States joins in, because Mid-States, they normally start rolling into town around 1 o'clock, okay. And they start at 4.
All right.
Yeah, the only other thing that we'd like to announce is Happy Days, they're going to be opening at noon on Friday. They normally open at 4.
Okay.
They're going to open at noon on Friday with just their regular menu and fish fry at 4, so if you're coming to watch the pool, get to town early.
All right. It's on Cannon. 2 weeks, right? From Friday?
Yeah. June 28th and 29th. Two big days.
Big events. All right. All right, Nick. Thank you so much for all the info.
Thank you for the offer of the live broadcast.
You betcha.
All right, Big G. Thank you much. 9:36 on Reality Radio.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98 and the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. Then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right. The key word is lake, L-A-K-E, lake. Get that to us before the hour expires here to be in. For our text to win, Scotty's summer giveaway, do it through the Civic Media app. Just put that Civic Media app on your phone, go to your Play Store on your Android or iPhone, and then you can listen to 98Q on your phone anytime you want. It's kind of cool. You can put your Bluetooth ear pods in there and listen to 98Q on your phone anytime, anywhere. You don't have to be close to a radio, and it works wonderful. So text us through there, lake, this hour's keyword. Lots of things to talk about. Lots of notes here to talk about. We mentioned the YMCA, their big... their big ceremonial grand opening coming up on the 19th, Wednesday the 19th. That is next Wednesday already. Scott mentioned that a little bit. We've got a road closing tomorrow. The Price County Highway Department is going to be pulverizing and grading a section of County Highway D tomorrow. So if County Highway D is where you travel to get your things done during the day, tomorrow will be some work done on that. Today, of course, the Farmer's Market. Christ the Servant Lutheran Church doing the Farmer's Market. And that's every Wednesday from 2 until 5:30. Austin was hanging around here somewhere. I got to get him in here to read this for me, because it's a lot more entertaining when he reads it versus me. So hold on. We may do that. A couple other notes here that I wanted to mention. This coming Saturday is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. So everybody deserves to live a life, of course, free from all forms of abuse. And we bring that to light this Saturday. I want to thank Rachel from Embrace for sharing this information with us. And we're not just talking about financial abuse. We're talking about physical and other types of abuse. So this June, take time to learn more about how you can bring awareness to ending abuse in later life. You can contact your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to learn about available programming and possible volunteer opportunities with that. You can reach Rachel at Embrace at 800-924-0556, 924-0556. And just like that, he appears.
I heard my name. I was chatting with Gray.
How are you doing, Austin?
I'm doing good.
News is sounding great. People are loving it, so I appreciate all your hard work with that.
I got my pacing worked out finally, so now I'm not sounding like I got sped up like some kind of Looney Tunes character.
It's sounding good. We appreciate it. And I had to bring you in because I've read just so much stuff this morning. You can see the list of items at the farmer's market has grown a lot.
It has. We have more ammunition and defenses.
So from the 98Q News Department, here is the official list of items at today's Farmer's Market in Park Falls.
All right. And to remind people, the Farmer's Market is at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls every Wednesday from 2 to 5:30 p.m. Don't show up in the morning.
All right.
You'll have a very confused pastor probably looking at you going like, huh?
You'll be the only one there, too.
Yeah.
You might have a police officer pull in and say, what you doing?
Yeah. One of our very fine local officers will stop in and be very concerned about your presence there.
Yeah, and what you're up to, right?
But something you shouldn't be concerned about is what you'll find at the market.
That's right.
It's a wonderful segue.
That's right. That's right.
At the market, you will find things such as lettuce, spinach, asparagus, radishes, a few tomatoes, and a few cucumbers, locally produced honey, maple syrup, maple sugar, and barrel-aged maple syrup, eggs, baked goods, a variety of sourdough breads, sweet breads, fried pies, cinnamon rolls, donuts, a great assortment of canned goods such as fruit jams and butters, pickles, salsa, jalapenos and beets, grass-fed black Angus beef, and more. There will also be freeze-dried foods and dog biscuits. Some vegetable plants and other bedding plants such as tomato, pepper, hosta, and oyster cracker plants will be available for your garden, and a lovely assortment of hanging flower baskets and succulents are available as well. And now there's the ever-present question of which one would perform best in the food fights. That are, of course, annual and absolutely only hypothetical
for now. I mean, we don't have potatoes available yet. That's later. So
I saw jalapenos in that list, though. Those can be pretty dangerous.
I tell you what, you get a multitude of radishes and start throwing them at people, that could leave a mark.
True, true.
Radishes are always good.
Definitely, they're small enough to be thrown easily, yet they're definitely solid.
There's a whiplash factor of a good onion, a good long onion, though, too.
Especially if you happen to get, like, one of the round onions, you cut into it a little bit and throw it at people.
Yeah, that's fine, too, yeah. All right.
Because then you got to be careful so you don't get yourself with it.
Come back real quick. You'll not only stink, but you'll be hurting, too. Very good. Did you hit them all?
I did. I made it through the list.
Okay, 2 to 5:30 today, Farmers Park Falls Farmers Market.
Stop by the vendors, discuss their chances in the food fights.
Yes, might be a little wet out there, but bring your umbrella. All right, Austin, thank you for the help. We appreciate that very much.
Yep.
St. Croix Rod is having their Customer Appreciation Day. That's the 22nd. That's sneaking up a week from Saturday already. Big G's going to be out there broadcasting live on that day from the St. Croix Rods Customer Appreciation Event. So that'll be a big day. Featured Pets of the Week, of course, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. The featured pet this week is 10-month-old Shepherd, and his name is Jolly. Jolly is the pet of the week.
Jolly?
Katkins. I got that right?
Let me see that.
Jolie. Oh, Jolie.
Jolie. I was going to say.
Or Jolly. Jolie.
I don't think she's going to care too much.
Yeah, so Jolie is the pet of the week. The Wednesday Night Live lineup starts a week from tonight. Boy, they've got a great lineup of music. It'll start out with Dave Bebo from Contradiction and Brett Holmer. Brett Holmer and the Little Big Show. They'll be doing some pop country. And there will be two powerhouse singer-songwriters from all across the Midwest joining forces for a great show to kick off Wednesday Night Live. Now, Wednesday Night Live is going to be held at Prizler Park right by the Rec Arena. The Rec Arena will be available in there for purchasing of, I believe, beverages. Of course, you got the Legion there. I understand the Fireman's area is going to have some food also. So there will be a happening area on the 19th to kick off Wednesday Night Live lineup. What did Big G bring by for us here?
Janik and Sons.
Oh, Janik and Sons, our customer appreciation summer kickoff. That is this Saturday from 1 until 5. You can celebrate Dad with Father's Day on Sunday. So Janik and Sons, they do general public families, friends, and kids are encouraged. You can check out the dad's memorabilia. There will be free food. There will be brats. There will be pulled pork. There will be hot dogs. There will
Say
be
no more. I'm going to go camp out by them.
Munchies, soda, water, door prizes. There will be rodeo tickets. There's apparel. There's all kinds
there too.
Of drawings and gravel. Gravel. Free gravel.
Well, they just walk out of the parking lot, pick up a handful of gravel, chuck it at you.
It just
you won the prize.
It just says gravel all by itself.
Drawing, F5.
So kids can check out the dump truck. So Janik and Sons, dozing, excavating, and logging truck and equipment. Their big customer appreciation.
And do I see on there the first 50 kids get a free goodie bag?
Ooh, okay. If you see it, it's
near the bottom of the list.
Oh, there it is. First 50 kids. So that's Saturday from 1 until 5. Janik and Sons. Janak and Sons. So check that out this Saturday. All right. Also, Ladies Night Out is coming. Ladies Night Out is happening tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow in Phillips, and that's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can check out the Phillips Ladies Night Out Facebook page. There's all they had to expand the time on this, starting at 1 o'clock because of the number of businesses that are involved. So it runs from 1 o'clock all the way to 8. You can go anytime, anywhere during that time. You see the list of businesses here, Austin, yeah. Just so many.
There are a lot of businesses there.
Facebook, Phillips Girls Night Out Event is the listing on Facebook for you to check that out. And for those of you up in the Mellon area, Copper Falls State Park has their Pancakes in the Park coming up on Sunday. 8 a.m. to noon. They're serving up all kinds of cakes down there. $5 for one pancake meal, 8 for 2, 10 for 3. So that's at Copper Falls State Park on Sunday. They got a lot of cool things going on up there. Shakespeare in the Park Workshop. You a big Shakespeare guy? Of course he is. Saturday.
I'm not a fan of reading it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Whereth thouest shall goeth to the Shakespeare in the Park Workshop.
And there's my resignation for the radio station.
And that's Saturday from 5:30 to 6:30. Any questions, you can always get a hold of the folks at the Copper Falls State Park. Again, they're on Facebook, too. Their website is really, really long, and I'm not going to read it because you'll never be able to
track
it along.
That is the embodiment of big words mean no read.
That's right. Father's Day pie, a picnic and auction is happening on Sunday.
No pie involved, even though Joel almost said there was.
That's right. No pie. It's a picnic auction. I see P-I, and I automatically go to pie.
Honestly, I can't blame you.
Picnic auction. It's at the Marion Park in Glidden with the big sale starting at 12:15. There'll be lots of food and fun. So the big auction and picnic Father's Day Sunday at Marion Park. It's a beautiful park there in the pavilion in Glidden. All right. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. And the Spirit of America 5K Run Walk is coming up on July 6th, too. We'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer. More of Reality Radio on the way at 9:49.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's What Is It Wednesday at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Go to their Facebook page right now. Guess what the part or product is? Then don't answer. Call or stop in and get 5% off your next purchase up to $100 discount. Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
All right, the key word for this hour is lake, so get that to us through the Civic Media app. Your chance to win Dell's tickets every hour. We do it. Brewers tickets daily, and then the Scotty staycations at various locations across the state as a grand prize. We're doing this through Friday. We're doing it hourly. Next one comes up at 11. We'll have a couple during the, listen, during the Brewers this afternoon, because we will throw in the keywords during the Brewer game this afternoon. The more times you text us the keyword, the more chances you have to win. Lake is the keyword. You got a few more minutes till 10 o'clock to get that to us. Lake is your text to win keyword. Bader Sports Center, the place to stop in for all your bait and all your hunting, fishing, whatever you're doing with the outdoors. Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Before we depart on Reality Radio, want to give a quick plug in here for those of you who may have a desire, or maybe you're looking for somewhere to volunteer. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is in need of some volunteers. Recently, we've had a few that have moved away and just aren't able to volunteer anymore. So if you would like to donate your time, as little as just 2 or 3 hours a week, it really doesn't take much when you have a lot of hands coming together. So if you're interested in helping out at the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and again, a lot of it is just behind the scenes. It's doing stuff behind the scenes because there's a lot of food that goes out the door and a lot of organization that goes out of the food pantry. So give Pastor Gwen a call at 769-3535 if you have any questions or maybe would like to be a volunteer for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls. It's so easy to get to. And again, time, not much at all, but a lot of hands make for a few hours of work. 715-769-3535. If you can't get a hold of her, you can always talk to me here at the station as I help out on the board of directors for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Would love to have you along and be a part of that team. Thank you, everyone, for being a part. Great Reality Radio, like we have done in the last few weeks. We will archive today's show, so if you missed it, you can listen back on demand at 98qcountry.com under podcast. John St. John coming in next. Brewer time at 12:35 today.
Complete Auto Repair on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your go-to for all your automotive needs. Chris and his team handle everything from brakes, exhaust, electrical diagnosis, and AC service to general maintenance. They also specialize in motors and transmissions. Take advantage of daily specials like $50 off front and rear pad and rotors, and up to $100 off on a complete brake job. Plus, Chris passes on any discounts to his loyal customers. Visit Complete Auto Repair for top-notch service from tires to tune-ups on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Keep your walls and trim protected while you paint with Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. It's designed for use on multiple surfaces and can be removed easily without leaving residue behind. Save big on Scotch Blue Painter's Tape from Menards. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe. Happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy otherwise. Winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76. It's 67 right now.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Back this hitch up into the world.